In this bulletin, Melbourne's nightly curfew has been lifted. Armenia says neighbouring Azerbaijan has attacked civilian settlements on their border. And in tennis, two players temporarily abandoned their French Open game because of the poor weather conditions on court. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The nighttime curfew has been lifted in Victoria this morning, and thousands of people are returning to work as the state rolls back COVID-19 restrictions. The changes were announced yesterday after the two-week rolling case average for new infections in Melbourne fell to 22.1, well under the aim of 30 to 50. But Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton warns the lower numbers don't mean Victorians can return to pre-pandemic life just yet.
Where indeed people are too close together, there's speaking and laughing and shouting and masks are not necessarily worn. That cannot happen at this stage. We'll get to a point where it can, but that is not now.
Other changes include the mandatory face covering rules, soon to exclude face shields, childcare services reopening for all children, VCE and VCAL students returning to school for assessments from the 5th of October, all primary school students returning to on-site learning from the 12th of October, and outdoor religious gatherings allowed with up to 5 people. Authorities also expect the state to move to the next step of eased restrictions on the 19th of October, which is a week earlier than planned. Under that step, restrictions on reasons to leave the house will be removed. The JobKeeper wage subsidy changes are taking effect today, just days after cuts to the JobSeeker supplement. Payments to full-time staff will be at reduced rates for 6 months, going from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200. Part-time workers who worked less than 20 hours a week before the coronavirus pandemic will receive $750 a fortnight. But Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has promised the government will continue to support Australians through the health crisis, saying his October the 6th budget will focus on economic recovery and creating jobs. The latest data from the World Health Organization has confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide have passed 32.4 million, while the death toll has so far exceeded more than 985,000. The United States, India, and Brazil remain the most affected countries, leading the world in confirmed cases and in deaths. Behind them in confirmed cases are Russia, Colombia, Peru, Mexico, Argentina, and South Africa. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for greater international cooperation in fighting COVID-19 and preventing future pandemics.
The UK supports the efforts of the World Health Organization, my friend Tedros, to explore the etiology of the disease. Because however great the need for reform, the WHO, the World Health Organization, is still the one body that marshals humanity against the legions of disease.
At least 16 people have died during clashes between Azerbaijan and Armenia over a long-running dispute involving the Nagorno-Karabakh region. The two Soviet republics had been at war in the 1990s, and now Azerbaijan has launched an air and artillery attack, injuring more than 100 people. Armenia is accusing Azerbaijan of targeting civilian settlements, with Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan stating the army is responding to protect the motherland. Azerbaijan says Armenian forces are launching deliberate attacks on the front line, and the president told his nation they are defending their territory. Armenia and Nagorno-Karabakh declared martial law and mobilized the male population, while Azerbaijan also announced martial law, seizing control of 7 villages. In tennis, world number 14 player Victoria Azarenka says organisers of the French Open should have better managed the bad weather during her game. There were low temperatures and light rain during her first round match against Danka Kovanic of Montenegro when both players walked off court. The women returned after a 50-minute delay, and the Belarusian eventually claimed victory but said it was too cold to wait on court for the drizzle to clear.
I think it's very tricky at the moment to have this condition, so I'm definitely not going to sit here and complain, but sometimes I think there are smarter ways to handle the situations.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 22. Melbourne, becoming sunny and 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, morning frost and a possible fog, 17 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 20 degrees. Brisbane, cloudy as well and 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. Darwin, similar conditions and 34. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.